ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And we got week 7 of the NFL season getting started tomorrow in Cincinnati. It's the icy hot ball. 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, a 40-year-old Joe Flacco. He just got to Cincinnati. Are they going to get us started? Got a lot of other storylines going on in the NFL right now. Got the Chiefs with Rashee Rice back and Baker Mayfield looking like an MVP. The Titans with a temporary head coach. To chat about it all, joining us right now is someone who covers all things NFL for SI Now. Welcome back, Matt Verderam. Matt, how are you?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I guess, are you excited for the icy hot bowl tomorrow? Should we expect the Steelers beat now?
I'd be lying to you if I said I was excited for that football game. I am contractually obligated to cover it, and so I will be writing about it. But, yeah, I mean, look, honestly, if the Bengals were just a touch more competitive, I'd be okay. You know, it's a reasonable game. We'll see how it plays out. You know, it's in Cincinnati, but, man, the Bengals without Burrow. Like, you could make a real argument that there's not a single player. You know, Lamar Jackson probably be the other guy, and of course, Allen, who, if they got hurt, their team would have, like, a bigger drop-off than that. Because even Mahomes, look, as great as Mahomes is, of course, Chiefs didn't have Mahomes, it would be good, but, like, Gardner Minshew probably go in there, it'd be, like, 500 team. You know, they have a defense, a good coach. The Bengals lose Burrow, and they're an expansion team, but they can't do anything. So, it's hard for me to see Pittsburgh losing that game, short of just a bunch of turnovers, a ton of penalties, you know, stuff like that.
Well, it's nice to actually just kind of focus in on Aaron Rodgers and football. What do you think this season is ultimately going to look like for the Steelers? Is it going to be same old, they'll be good, get into the playoffs, and then kind of move? Or do you think there's so much parity in the league right now that even the Steelers have a chance to go far?
Well, you know, I think there are. You look at the conference, and it's a conference that kind of mirrors the whole league in the sense of there's not a team that's playing lights out. Now, if I'm being honest, by the time we get to January, I do think the Kansas City, Buffalo, it's going to be really hard to picture Pittsburgh beating one of those two teams in the playoff game. Anybody else in the conference? Sure. Absolutely. Like they could beat in New England. They could beat Indianapolis. They could beat, you know, Jacksonville or if Houston gets in or Denver or the Chargers. I think they'd have a shot at beating those teams. I don't think they could score enough to beat Buffalo. And I don't think they're good enough across the board to beat Kansas City. You know, their passing game, if you look at the numbers, nobody has a lower average depth of target than Aaron Rodgers. It's literally like barely over 3 yards. So that passing game is so limited, and it's so predictable. Look, against bad teams, you can play that way and kind of just think and dunk your way through it, play decent defense. Against a really good team, when you've got to score 27, 30 points, I think that's where it becomes difficult. But because of the weakness of the conference, you know, could I see them getting to the divisional round? Sure, I think they could, but I think that's probably their ceiling.
Matt Verderam here with us from SI Now. You talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. We know that they're getting Rashee Rice back. You feel good about them. So ultimately, you think, well, I know people are kind of down on the Bills right now, two-game losing streak, getting beat up by Atlanta on Monday. You high on where the Chiefs can go? Do you think they'll also maybe add a guy here or two at the deadline?
Yeah, I think they'll poke around at running back and at edge rush. You know, I can see them calling, making a call on like a Jalen Phillips in Miami. I can see them calling Breece Hall, you know, the Jets, and maybe even an Alvin Kamara in New Orleans. I don't think they're going to part with major draft capital, but I think they could part with a mid to late round pick. You know, they're low on cap space, but they could always maneuver to open up enough to get one of those guys in there. I'm high on the Chiefs from this standpoint. They look offensively the last 3 weeks better than they've looked since Mahomes was an MVP last in 2022. I mean, this is the first time in a long time where when they get the ball, I just expect them to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
Like they just move, and it's they move with ease. It's just easy. Guys are open. Mahomes is all day to throw. They, you know, they've got weapons all over. Now they're adding Rice back in. He's the best weapon they have. Look, I think there are teams in the West you have to respect, like the Chargers, the Broncos. But when you look at the Chiefs' schedule, it's a lot easier going forward than it is going, you know, back behind them. Yeah, I mean, look, before the year, I picked them and the Rams to get the Super Bowl. And I probably wouldn't change that pick. I mean, maybe you want to throw Tampa in there. That's fine. But I just look at the Chiefs and say, the only team that I really think in a playoff game can beat them, unless they beat themselves, is Buffalo. And the way Buffalo's defense has played all year long, I think Buffalo's going to have to get the 40s to beat them. I don't think they can stop Kansas City. They can't cover them. They can't pressure the quarterback. So, look, it's a long season. We'll see where we are in January. But right now, yeah, if I had to pick a team to get out of the AFC, it'd be them, even though they're 3-3.
Well, Matt, you talk about some of the issues that the Bills have on defense right now. We know the Eagles are also scuffling. I know you favor the Rams to go to the Super Bowl. What are your thoughts on the Eagles? Is this a natural hangover? They have lost some pieces. It seems like the same team. They're going with a little bit more youth than what they've had with the Grams retiring and whatnot. Yep. What are your thoughts on the Eagles?
I think they'll figure it out. I think they'll get right. They're still an extremely dangerous team. Look, there's a few things that are obvious that are much different than a year ago. Last year, Saquon Barkley rushed for over 2,000 yards. This year, he's not even rushing for 4 yards a carry. Like, they are just not getting anything in the run game. And if they can't get the run game going, you know, they're not like a lot of other big offenses. You know, you look at Buffalo, you look at Kansas City. Those teams, yes, look, Buffalo can run the heck out of the ball. They're second, I believe, in the league in rushing. But you fear the heck out of that quarterback just dropping back and throwing the ball. And I'm not saying Hurts can't do that. Look, he's played some great playoff games. He's thrown the ball really well in those games. But when you play Philadelphia, their whole game is establishing the run, play action off of that, getting those one-on-one matchups with the big receivers and going downfield. When Barkley's not running the way he's – it's kind of like when the Lions, like when they can't get Montgomery and Gibbs going – it just changes that whole offense. All of a sudden, you're like, all right, well, yeah, we don't mind Goff dropping back 35 times throwing the ball. He's probably not going to beat us. Hurts, I like Hurts. I'm a Hurts fan. But when they aren't going with Barkley, they got a problem defensively. They lost a lot of pieces. You know, that they are not the same defensive team they were. I don't think they're bad defensively, but they're just kind of okay defensively, which is fine if the offense is really good. But if the offense isn't really good, then you got a problem. And so I think they'll get right, but I don't think they're anywhere near as powerful as they were a year ago.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt Verderam here with us from SI Now, covers all things NFL. A team that I'm kind of like, wow, they're just doing it. It makes Baker look absolutely amazing are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are 5-1. It's just them and the Colts. It's every week somebody goes down. We know about Godwin's injury dating back to last year. You got Evans. His hammy was bothering him last year. It's bothering him now. You got Bucky Irvin going down. They're finding wide receivers off the street, and they're still winning. How sustainable is this for the Bucs?
How sustainable it is, it's really impressive. Look, I said earlier I had the Chiefs and Rams in the Super Bowl. I had the Bucs in the NFC title. And I expected a lot out of them, and then Evans gets hurt. Godwin obviously came into the year hurt. McMillan got hurt over the summer. Ibuka has come in and been amazing, but now he's hurt. He's got a hamstring. Irving, as you mentioned, he's out. Tristan Wirfs missed a lot of time earlier. They were beat up on the interior at one point. It is a miracle that team is 5-1. And Mayfield deserves all the credit in the world. I mean, you said it at the top of the interview. Like, right now, if you're talking about the MVP of the league, it's got to be Mayfield or Mahomes, right? Like, it's got to be one of those two guys. And you could argue it either way, although I think even at this point, I would even probably give the nod to Mayfield in the sense I think he's had a harder lift. And they're 5-1. The Chiefs are 3-3. But look, I think Mayfield has been spectacular. His numbers are excellent, and he's throwing to virtually nobody at this point. I mean, we're Sterling Shepard and a bunch of guys you've never heard of. Cade Otton. Like, this is really interesting stuff. The Tampa's playing like this, even without all these guys. What do they look like when all these guys come back, or at least most of these guys come back? Now, look, they've won a lot of really tight games. You know, the first four ones they had were all, like, at the end of the game.
That's right.
You know, I mean, you could argue, hey, like, is that magic going to wear off? Maybe. But I still think they're really good. I think they're a legitimate threat to get this Super Bowl. And if they're there, win it. I think they're a really good team. And Mayfield has clearly established himself as one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, just even that run that we saw on Sunday against the Chargers, I was rooting for him to become the juggernaut. He looked like it. You got to appreciate anybody who plays like that. Staying in Florida, Matt, let's go to South Florida, unfortunately. Is Tua okay? He got diarrhea of the mouth. Is he trying to get Mike McDaniel fired faster? What's going on with that train wreck?
Yeah, I wrote about this after they lost to the Panthers. And it's still certainly true now. Like, if you are Stephen Ross, you're the owner of the Dolphins, You've got to just blow this thing sky high. I mean, you cannot sit here and have a straight face and tell anybody you think this thing's going to work. It's gotten worse year after year. They went out, and look, they went all in on Tyreek Hill, and they went all in on Bradley Chubb, and all in on Jalen Ramsey, and on and on and on. They put all these guys. Well, Hill's played his last game as a Dolphin. I mean, maybe, unfortunately, ever, but certainly as a Dolphin. Ramsey's gone. You brought Minka Fitzpatrick back in. That hasn't worked out to any meaningful amount. Bradley Chubb, I'm sure, look, if they could trade him, they're going to trade him at the deadline this year. That team's done. That team is terrible. You're not going to win with this team. And McDaniel, you know, what concerns me with McDaniel is they have shown no signs that they can stem the tide. Like, I don't expect that team to be good with the roster they have right now. They're not even competitive in a lot of these games. I mean, they just get a knock. Now, the Chargers game, they're on 13 points with 5 minutes left, and the Chargers became the Chargers briefly, gave up 14 points in like 4 minutes before winning. But, yeah, look, Tua, you can't do what he did, man. You can't go out there and start throwing everybody under the bus. I have been in enough locker rooms to know, as you start doing that kind of stuff, guys are done with you. And once guys are done with you, it's over. There's no way to fix that. I think, sooner rather than later, they're going to have a wholesale change, both the GM and the coach. And Tua, I think he's probably there next year just based on his contract. That's probably it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Speaking of people moving around, in that same division, the Jets are equally as awful, if not worse. They don't even have a victory. There's a lot of rumors about who might get moved. We got Aaron Glenn already getting into it with the media. What's going on with the Jets? Are they going to blow things up? I feel like they just did.
That's kind of, look, so the Jets, there's a more nuanced conversation to have about them. The bullet points are Woody Johnson is a terrible owner. He's a terrible owner. He is involved and he shouldn't be involved. He's hands off and he shouldn't be hands off. And when you have an owner on that level, a bottom, you know, 3 to 5 owner in the league, you're just going to stink unless you luck into something. Like, unless you just fall rear end backwards into something good. Like, you're not going to be good. Like, I think Aaron Glenn genuinely deserves a couple of years to figure this thing out. Like, Justin Fields can't play. I mean, let's just be honest. Justin Fields is a backup quarterback in the NFL. He's not good. And he was the guy that new GM Darren Mogi decided to give $30 million guaranteed to. Like you're not winning with that guy. You're not. He can't play. He's been on 3 teams in 3 years for a reason. He's not good. Okay. They defensively, they're right. They're fine. But they need to get a real quarterback. I mean, when you look at the Jets' history, they have not had a legitimate franchise quarterback since Joe Namath. And you're not going to win in today's day. You know, look around at the division. You got Josh Allen, you're Drake May. You have no shot without a quarterback. Like, I don't think they're going to one and done Glenn. It's the Jets. You never know. But, I think you could see a fire sale. Breece Hall, I think, is gone. You know, Jermaine Johnson, they'd have to probably get a lot for him, but I could see them moving off to him, some other people. They need as many draft picks as possible, and they need for once, for the first time in about 60 years, to actually hit on some of them, including a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, the Jets are in the they're one of the worst professional sports teams in the entire country. Unfortunately, that's not even just the NFL. Hey, Matt, thank you for reminding the Jet fans how bad it is.
No problem. It's they get reminded of it every Sunday.
You're right about that one, Matt. Hey, tell everybody where they could find you and all your work with SI Now.
Yeah, just at SI.com. Also in the magazine, so subscribe. And then just on Twitter, at Matt Verderam. I've got a Sunday column that goes out every week, The Good, Bad, and Ugly. And it's kind of a recap with a spin on how it affects things going forward. Friday preview column, best 5 or 6 games of the weekend, something to look for and a prediction. So you want to check that out, like I said, SI.com or at my Twitter feed.
Hey, Matt, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for dropping by to tell us about The Good, Bad, and Ugly, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot. Take care.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T14.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.